Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is equestrian. Let's break it down. Equestrian will begin on July 27th and end on August 6th, with medal days on July 29th and the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th of August. The venue for the sport will be at the Palace of Versailles. Initially built as a simple hunting lodge, the Château de Versailles was home to the court of Louis XIV in 1682 and became the epicenter of French royalty. There will be 6 medals available for the sport, featuring 200 riders across 3 different disciplines. So Zach, can you give us a bit of history on this sport and exactly how it works?
Sure, Nate. Equestrian, or horseback riding, has been a cornerstone of human society throughout history. Equestrian was first introduced into the Olympics in the 1900 Paris Games and is the only sport, along with the modern pentathlon, to include animals alongside humans competing. The sport is split into 3 disciplines in which there is an individual and team event for each discipline. Those categories are dressage, eventing, and jumping. Dressage is the most advanced form of horse training, where horse and rider perform a series of artistic movements to music. Judges evaluate the ease and fluidity with which they move around the course. In the jumping discipline, riders and horses are timed as they jumped over obstacles, with time penalties imposed for each obstacle toppled. Agility, technique, and harmony between horse and rider are essential. The third discipline of eventing resembles an equestrian triathlon. It combines the other two events, jumping and dressage, with a third, cross country, which consists of a long course combining solid and natural obstacles, drawing on the athlete's endurance and experience. The horse and rider with the most versatile skills win the 3 events. For the team event, there are 3 riders per team. Each are competing for individual and team simultaneously until they reach the final, where they are split between the individual finals and the team finals for each event.
Thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format for the 2024 games look like?
The format for dressage starts with the Grand Prix, which serves as a qualifier for both team and individual competitors. Athletes are drawn into 6 heats of 10 athletes each, with the opening 3 heats are scheduled the first day and the next 3 heats the second day. Once the Grand Prix heats are concluded, team scores are decided by adding up the individual scores of the respective team members. The top 8 ranked teams qualify for the team final. The team final is called the Grand Prix Special, while the top 2 individual athletes from each heat, plus the next best 6 ranked athletes, qualify for the individual final, what's known as the Grand Prix Freestyle. Grand Prix Special, the team event, is a slightly more rigorous dressage test with emphasis on difficult transitions. As the slate is wiped clean after the Grand Prix, team medals are determined slowly based on scores achieved in the Grand Prix Special. The Grand Prix Freestyle, which is the individual final, is open for 18 athletes. Each athlete designs their own test for the freestyle, which must be set to music and must contain 16 compulsory movements. Individual medals are assigned based on scores in the freestyle. The jumping event is the only event where the team and individual are completely separate. Individual competition begins and will run for 2 days. The first competition day serves as qualifier, where a total of 75 athletes may start, and the top 30 advance to the final. The individual final is held on a different course that includes 12 to 15 numbered obstacles. The first day of the team competition serves as a qualifier and is open to a total of 20 teams. The top 10 teams qualify and advance to the final. The team final is also held on a different course. Teams are once again ranked based on the accumulated points of the team members, and the teams that have the highest amount of points win the gold medal. The eventing event is the third category, where competitors for team and individual medals run concurrently. Each athlete, riding the same horse, performs a dressage test, a cross-country round, and a jumping round. Team medals are then awarded by adding together the scores of team members from all three phases. The team with the lowest number of penalty points wins the gold. The top 25 athletes after the first jumping round perform a second, final jumping round to determine individual medals. Therefore, those competing for individual glory complete one dressage test and one cross-country round and two jumping rounds.
All right. Thanks for that explanation, Zach. So, who are some big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, Germany, France, and Great Britain were tied for the most medals, each nation winning two. In 2020, Germany won three medals, just ahead of Great Britain, which won two. Going into these games, I would expect Germany, Great Britain, and France to all be favorites.
All right. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
In the past, I haven't really been into dressage or really any of the equestrian events. But this year, after watching some highlight videos, I definitely think I can watch dressage for a little bit. The way that those horses move to the music is really majestic. It's really beautiful, and it's a really test of character for those trainers. I will equally probably watch the jumps and potentially even the eventing, although that may be hard to keep up with as there are so many events. What about you?
Yeah, I think this sport is very interesting, but probably not for me. I think I might tune in for the jumping events, but the dressage event and the eventing event are not really my thing. You know, I think it's really cool what these riders and the horses are able to do to perform. It's one thing to perform an event when you're just a solo athlete. It's one thing to do it as a pair, and it's something completely different when you're doing it alongside an animal that you train with. So I think it's really interesting to see that, but it's not really my thing to really watch. That being said, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
I'm going to go with two for Germany, two for Great Britain, one for France, and one for US. What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. I definitely am predicting Great Britain and Germany to win two golds. They might win more, but definitely for sure two each for them. I think because France is the host nation, it can be a double-edged sword. They can either perform really well and maybe come out there and win more golds than expected, or maybe a lot of pressure being the home nation and expected to do well, that they might just only end up winning one or none. So, but my prediction is that they'll get at least one, if not more, and then if they only get one, like you said, I'd probably also say U.S., for that sixth medal. Alright, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.